This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, I'm very excited today to get to speak with Jimmy Needham. Hello, how are you?
Doing great today.
Jimmy, your music is phenomenal. I love it. And when I got the opportunity to talk to you, I was like, oh, this is good. This is good. I love it. Blues music, because I've always been a bit soulsy, bluesy and that kind of thing. Why not many Christians tend to go down a bluesy kind of line? What has kind of attracted you to blues music?
I guess it's, you know, for each person, you get introduced to certain sounds when you're growing up, you know. And for me, my parents they did it right, man. They had me listening to the oldies, the Motown, the, you know, the Sam Cooke, the Stevie Wonders, the Otis Reddings, just all the guys that just were just full of soul. And you know, as I got older, just I was naturally, after that, kind of drawn primarily to that style. You know, I would sit as a kid with B.B. King records, and he would play the blues, and I would just play guitar over it, you know, and so, you know, it had to come out, you know, in what I do now. And I'm glad that it does, you know, to some degree, for sure.
I had a really great listen to your album, Not Without Love. And I've got to say, like, I think one of the big things that kind of stood out to me is that you've got some pretty big biblical truths just coming out. It's not always poetic. It's actually just raw. Have you purposely done that, or do you agree?
Yeah, well, I'm a real stickler for lyrics. I would rather, you know, have a horrible singer sing really great, powerful, rich lyrics than a really great singer sing really dumb lyrics. So for me, it all comes down to what's being said. And I try to communicate weighty truths because those are the things that have shaped me, you know.
Absolutely.
And the Bible's full of them. And so the more that I can take big, heavy themes and make them relevant to a generation that needs to hear them, the more I want to do that, you know. So hopefully that's being accomplished on these records.
What do you think is one of the biggest truths that you're trying to get across to people who are listening to your music?
Well, I would say for this record, this latest record called Not Without Love, and the title kind of speaks to the main idea that I wanted to promote, and it's really this, and it came out of just really the season of my life where I was really learning how to love and obey God, and I found that I tended to be a really passionate person, you know, I'm really zealous for the things of God and quick to share the gospel, quick to do what the scripture said, but slow on the uptake when it came to just really seeing and savoring my Savior, really slow to love people when I'm sharing the gospel, quick to share the gospel, but for improper motivations and all these things. And so it basically came to a head recently where God just basically said to me, you know what, you do have a lot of passion, Jimmy, and you do have a lot of zeal, but if you don't have love for me and love for people, you're just a crashing cymbal and a clanging gong, and I don't like noisy instruments, you know? And so a lot of these songs on this record just kind of speak to that idea that, you know what, more than your just obedience, which is so vital, but more than that, this life with Jesus is about loving and enjoying Him, and then let the obedience come out of that. I'm hoping that people can grab hold of that idea as much as God's given me the grace to do.
It does seem like your lyrics are also tackling like legalism in the church, which is often, you know, distracts people from what grace is all about. Why do you think it's so important to do that?
Well, you know, that is an issue that I think is pretty prevalent. But you know what? Just as prevalent as this idea of legalism that we tend to do a lot of things because we think we're going to earn God's favor that way, which is totally unbiblical. There's people on the flip side that go, "Well, God is a gracious God, and I'm going to do whatever I want." And my goal is to really find where's that medium of going, yes, I want to obey God, and I want to obey Him to the fullest potential, but I want to love Him and let the obedience come from that. So, you know, I think I speak to both camps in this record. You know, the people who say, hey, I'm going to do whatever I want, and God will forgive me, and then the camp that's like, Absolutely not. You have to do all these things in order to win God's smile. And I would say, no, you're both wrong. The reality is that Jesus has saved us and given us that abundant grace, not to abuse it, but to love and serve him, but not just to serve him, but to love and serve him.
I can hear a lot of yourself in these songs in terms of your biblical convictions and stuff like that, but I absolutely loved when Unfailing Love came on. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't to God love. This is like my wife love or my future wife.
That's right. Well,
this is a proposal song.
Yeah, it is. I wrote it when I proposed to Kelly. That was the song that I played to her with my acoustic guitar outside. Played the song, and I finished the song. I put down the guitar, and I hit the knee and showed her the ring, and it was this awesome moment. So, yeah, you know what? I love it. I love that song's on the record. I love that Kelly let me put it on there because I want the world to hear it, you know? And it was fun. You know, it was fun to do.
I think that's great, sharing a bit of yourself, but also giving other guys who don't necessarily have the writing abilities to actually now have their own proposal song.
Hey, exactly. And you know how many people we've heard that have put it in their wedding and stuff like that. So, you know, I love that, man. You know, more power to you if you want to do that.
Not so long ago, I caught up with Rush of Fools' Kevin Hughley, and he had this to say.
It was cool earlier this year that we kind of got to go out and take out artists that we like, and artists like Jimmy Needham.
Oh, how good is he?
Phenomenal human being, great bluesy player, but also just one of the funniest people you'll ever meet.
One of the funniest people you'll ever meet. How did you get that title?
I don't know, but I'm scared that Kevin has some story that he's sharing that I don't remember or something. I don't know. You know what? Honestly, I think my last name kind of fits my personality. I really am a ham in a lot of ways. I've always been on stage, you know. I've always been, you know, I grew up doing musical theater and stuff like that, My kind of escape when I was in high school and junior high was to just make people laugh. So I've been kind of, I don't know, it's kind of what I do. You know, if you come to my concert, you're going to get some weighty truths, but you're also hopefully going to realize that I'm a big softy joker at heart. So
you would definitely be a good person to have on a tour. Has touring been a fun thing for you, or does it come with some cons as well as pros?
It's both, yeah. I would say that, you know, the difficulty is kind of figuring out, okay, what does it look like to be on the road but also be a present husband and be there for my wife? You know, what does it look like to do all these shows and not get burnt out on the ministries God has called me to? But at the same time, I couldn't imagine doing another job. I mean, what a privilege that when you go, hey, what do you do for a living? My answer is, oh, well, I go in my bedroom and I write songs, and then I get on a stage and I play them for people. Like, that's what people pay me to do, you know? And it's like, that's quite a privilege. I mean, I could be digging ditches and, you know, shoveling stones. God has been good to me, and I'm thankful that I don't have to do that. But if he called me to that, I guess I would say God knows best, so.
Yeah. Well, you obviously have an amazing gift, and it does impact people. Has there been any response to your music that's made you go, yeah, this is all worth it?
Yeah, there's been some great moments. I mean, we consistently hear, you know, stories of people who have heard the songs and have been impacted to walk with Jesus. You know, one story that comes to my mind is, it was actually off the first record. There's a song on it called Dearly Loved, and the song is a gospel presentation, really. And this girl emailed me one day, and she said, hey, I'm a Christian. I was driving down the road in the car with my boyfriend, who was not a Christian, and your song came on the radio, and I loved that song, and I started singing along to it. And I look over, and lo and behold, my boyfriend, to my surprise, was sobbing. And I was confused. I'm like, what's happening? And right there in the moment in that car, he raised his hands in the car and asked to be saved. And and it was from some radio waves, you know, coming through the speakers with this song. And that was touching to be sure. What was even more moving to me was about 6 months later, I got an email from the girl again, and she said, hey, I was the girl whose boyfriend came to Christ when he heard your song on the radio, and I just wanted to let you know recently, last week, my boyfriend tragically was killed.
Mm.
And had it not been for God using your song on the radio, I would have absolutely no assurance that he was with Jesus right now. But I'm absolutely convinced that he is spending eternity with the Father because God used your song. So, I mean, that just did my heart good to know. Mm. And God, you can do whatever you want. You're so powerful, and you knew exactly what you were doing. And you let him hear that.
Well, continue writing your music, Jimmy, because not only does it have those beautiful convictions in it, but it sounds good too.
Hey.
It sounds so good. Your full name?
James Austin Needham.
If you could be in any band, what band would it be?
Counting Crows.
Which song do you wish you wrote?
There's a song by Shane and Shane called Embracing Accusation, which I can't hear it and not cry. It's unbelievable. Mm.
If you could be a Muppet, which Muppet would you be?
A Muppet? Was Snuffle Up against a Muppet?
Kind of. Sesame Street Muppet.
Does that count? Let's say that. Yeah.
Last film you saw?
This is good. Hold on. Kelly, what was the last movie I saw? Quick. oh, Public Enemies.
Okay.
Johnny
Depp.
Jack Sparrow.
What are you most afraid of?
Ooh, you know, I can't do wasps and yellow jackets. Can't do it. Pray for me.
Beef or chicken?
Chicken. Chicken, absolutely.
Summer or winter?
Oh my gosh. I live in Texas, okay? Winter.
And here is the most important question. What color are your bathroom towels?
You know what? I'm walking in my bathroom right now to find out. olive green.
Olive green. Was that part of the, you know, because you're a newlywed. Did that come in a wedding registry?
I'm sure it did. That whole thing was such a daze. I don't even remember what we got. This whole house was probably given to us. I don't even remember anymore.
Oh, very good. Well, Jimmy, thanks so much for catching up with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And like I said, just amazing music. Just keep writing it because we'll keep listening.
Great talking to you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.